Also, yeah, I'm drinking and I'm COVID positive. Sue me, okay? It's the only thing I have right now. So shush. Have you heard it?
No.
Have you seen this movie?
No. Oh, yeah, you can. I don't think it. Oh, yeah, you can.
You can turn it off. Maybe fade it out if you can, if you know how to do that.
I've got no idea how to do that.
You just slowly turn down the volume on YouTube. I don't know why I'm starting with that song. And by the way, I can't believe you haven't seen that movie.
No.
It's Team America World Police. I think you'd actually really like it. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek take on America's relationship with the rest of the world, made by the guys who do South Park. No, don't put that over there.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I thought you said put it over there.
No, no, no. The links you will want to put over there.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. hello, everyone. British Beth is back.
Yay.
She's back. Let's see if I can.
I'm on screen as well.
Yeah, there she is on screen. If you, you see her, she'd be up here, I guess, on my left. So that's
I'm all looking down at you like this.
Well, yeah, sure. See, the show's getting better and better as we go. It's we're working out the kinks. You may notice it's a late episode. I don't know if this will be up Friday or tomorrow or Saturday or whatever, but we should probably get the elephant in the room.
It's Friday today.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm aware. Thank you. elephant in the room. It is an awkward situation we have going on here. Late episode, and that's for a very good reason. It's because, and this is not a joke, Father COVID has taken advantage of me. I have COVID, all right? That's what it is. I have COVID. And you wouldn't think so, right? I came in this episode all chipper. Look at me. I'm in my American garb, obviously sporting it because it's 4th of July weekend. It's a late episode, but it's because I have COVID and we need to address that because it fucking sucks. But yeah, that's why the episode's late.
I don't have COVID,
just
to clarify.
Well, you do.
I'm healthy.
No, you do.
I've had 3 tests that have come back negative.
All right, shush for a second.
Yeah.
You do have 3 tests that came back negative, but let's walk through the series of events real quick and let the people know what happened. So what happened was Beth came back from Las Vegas getting white girl wasted, screaming her lungs out like one is wont to do in Vegas. She can't help herself. She has to run around Vegas going, woo! With all the British blokes and friends, and they're like, we're going to Beauty in Essex and we're going to go fucking Wet Republic and dance our fucking asses off.
You're more than welcome to put pictures of myself and my beautiful friends up here.
If you want to send them to me, maybe I will do that. Anyway, she goes to Vegas. She comes back. I went out and partied with the boys and had a gay old time. Sunday, went out and got brunch with Beth. We were both super hungover. Yeah. And then Monday, I wake up and I'm like, oop, got a cough. Thanks, Beth. You got me sick somehow, because she sounded like
hell
on earth.
He also was like, you've got me sick.
That's what I just said.
But like, you've got me sick. And then stormed out of the room.
Okay. I didn't storm out of the room. I was just like, God damn it, Beth, you got me sick. Which is fair, by the way. Okay? You go out and get white girl wasted in Vegas. Don't come back and get your fiance sick. No one forced you to get that wasted. So... I'm like, all right, I got a scratchy throat. No big deal. I'm going home to see my family. That's what I was supposed to do. I'm supposed to go back and see my family in Indiana. That's why I was pissed. I'm like, I don't want to compromise my immune system. My body is like a microchip, okay? I'm Chris Traeger from Parks and Rec. My body's a microchip, okay? And I have a scratch in my throat. I'm like, no big deal. This isn't the worst thing. I'll just drink a lot of green drinks, eat a lot of vitamins, and we'll be fine, right? And Beth sounds like this. She's like, hello, mate. How you doing? She sounds like Jason Statham or something all week.
She did.
And... I'm like, whatever. This is fine. We can recover. We have plenty of time to get better before the weekend. Well, I wake up the next morning. I still don't feel great. I feel about the same as I did the day before, but maybe a little worse. And I'm like, oops, not great. But I never thought it was anything serious. I'm like, all right, I feel a little shitty. No big deal. Beth, your voice seemed to be getting better.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, business as usual. We'll keep it. I'm working and everything. And Everything seems to be okay. I'm still running. I'm still working out. I feel great. And then Wednesday rolls around, and I had actually got sent a test-at-home COVID kit. And I'm like, all right, well, I've been wanting to test this out. I'll test it out. No biggie. I literally, in my mind, I did not consider this to be COVID at all because it's just a scratchy throat. That was it. I just had like a little cough. I was like coughing a little bit here and there. So I do the test-at-home kit thing, and I'm sitting in this room at the end of the day, and the test comes through, and it's like, oh, you're positive for COVID. And I'm like, oops. I'm in big trouble now because I'm supposed to leave in 2 days to go see my family. And I'm going to go to a wedding with my family and see my grandparents, and Beth's going to meet my crazy mess of a family, extended family.
Million and one cousins.
Yeah, my 100 cousins. And so I'm like, this is not great. So I text Beth. I'm like, we got to go get tested right now. So we get our little tushes over to a clinic that was open till 6:30. It was like 6 o'clock at the time I had this test come through. We rush over there. We get the – they didn't have rapid tests. They only had the lab tests, which are more accurate and from what I understand. And we get that test and we leave, and we're like, all right. I don't think it's anything. I'm inclined to believe that this COVID test at home is probably inaccurate. Let's take this one and see what it's like. So we wait the next day, wake up in the morning around 11 o'clock. I call the clinic. They say, hey, Matt, guess what? I said, what? And they go like this. They said, you're negative. And I said, what?
They didn't do that.
I go, what? Oh, and by the way, in between then, I gave you a stay-at-home test too.
Yeah.
The at-home COVID test. You came up negative.
Again.
You came up negative. No, that was only the first time you got negative.
Oh, yeah.
So, shush.
Yeah.
Don't get cocky yet. Okay. Then we go to the clinic, and then we got results back, and all right, now I'm negative, and she's negative too. So I'm like, all right, false alarm. The COVID test kit, whatever. But I still feel a little noodly, you know? And I call my dad and I let him know the situation because I don't want to put anyone in danger. I'm like, look, I'm going to go get another rapid test and I'll see what that says and we'll see what happens. So I go and get a rapid test. Guess what? The next day, comes back positive. So now I'm all over the place. I'm like, am I going? Am I not going? What's happening? So then I'm like, the doctor at the thing goes, all right, we'll give you another PCR test, which is like the lab test. And then well, you should cancel your plans in between. I'm like, oh, well, that's a bummer, but I get it. I don't want to have any risk of getting anyone at home sick. So fine, whatever. So, also, yeah, I'm drinking and I'm COVID positive. Sue me, okay? It's the only thing I have right now. So shush. So we cancel the trip. That's a pain in the buns.
Yeah.
And then today, I get the test back that I'm positive, okay? And I'm like, all right, that's kind of what I assumed it was going to be. Now, Beth, coughing all night. I'm so sick. I feel terrible. What am I going to do? Drama queen Beth coughing it up, playing the victim here. I'm sick too. You're not the only one who's sick. I'm sick too.
No, I was
and
being lovely.
And wakes up in the middle of the night and goes to our spare room.
She's like, I'll go in the spare room, babe.
I'll sleep here. Don't worry about me. I'll be just fine. All right, fine. Okay, drama queen, fine. So we wake up today and I'm like, you definitely have COVID too. She's like, yeah, I think I do. And we're just, you know, all right, let's take it easy.
I did a workout and fell asleep after.
She did a workout, she fell asleep after. She's being super lazy. And I'm like, look, babe, you got to go get a COVID test, okay? Go get it confirmed. You know, we need to have this thing locked and loaded. And she goes and it comes back negative. They do a rapid test, comes back negative. So now she's obviously just the biggest drama queen in the entire universe. Because who would fake that?
I've been coughing. I have been coughing.
Oh, yeah, so have I.
But maybe I was just being a bit dramatic.
So either one of two things is possible. Either mine is all bullshit. Because, I mean, look at me. Look at me.
Are you such a homie?
I'm a spring chicken right now. Drinking beers, doing shows. I recorded 2 episodes of my Star Wars podcast today. And I'm sitting here. I'm like Michael Jordan in game 6 or whatever game he played in when he played really well. I don't know sports very well, and you know that, so shut your mouth. So here I am. I'm putting my heart and soul out here. And I'm sick as a goose. And you're like, oh, I'm not really sick. And you're just putting on a show. You're like Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society, putting on the performance of a lifetime. You're like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
Or let's turn it on the other side. And I'm far more healthier than you.
No, that's just simply not true.
Well, it is.
Is it, though?
I've got 3 negative COVID tests. And how many have you got?
1.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it doesn't really say.
And how many positives?
So that means you're healthier than me?
Yeah, 100%.
Who ran 5 miles today between the two of us? Was it you?
No.
Oh, no. You did light stretching in the living room.
You did light stretching.
I did Pilates, which is definitely as hard as running 5.5 miles today.
I know, but clearly, my
No, you're not healthier
system.
Than me.
I
who drank
am.
A green? Hey, who drank a green shake today and yesterday?
I drank one yesterday.
No, you didn't. You drank one 2 days ago.
Fine.
So I had it 3 days in a row, and you only had it. So I'm way healthier than you because I had 4 green shakes in the span of 3 days.
Well, look, I just don't get sick as easy as you, so whatever.
All right, well, then you're just a drama queen. Oh, I'm so sick. I have to sleep in the spare room because I'm so sick. I need attention on me.
No.
That's you.
No.
That's you.
No, I was coughing.
All right. Yeah.
I'm still getting over Vegas. Right.
You're like, I'm so sick. I'm dying, babe. I'm dying. Ah, shush. Shush. Look at me. Look at how I handle this. If this was you and you were actually sick, which I still think you are, I still think your test tomorrow is going to come back positive. If this was you, you'd be like this. I'm dying, babe. Take me to the hospital. No, I'm not taking me to the hospital. Take me to hospital. That's what you'd say.
Can't you wait until I'm pregnant? Because that's going to be a whole new roller coaster.
We'll see how the engagement goes. And if I don't die from COVID.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we'll see. By the way, is this really COVID? Because I've had hangovers worse than this. It's like a light inconvenience to me. Yeah, sure, I'm a little tired. I'm a little fatigued. I have a scratch in my throat. I get a little dizzy here and there. That's it. And that's because probably I'm the healthiest person on earth.
Well, clearly not. I'm far healthier.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Because if you actually have had COVID, you'd be in bed dying, drama queen, call a hospital.
I do think I had COVID in February 2020.
No, you didn't.
Before COVID.
No, I don't think. That's what everyone says.
I've never been that sick in my life.
I don't believe you.
I took 3 days off work.
When?
In February 2020.
Wow. Okay.
Also, when I got back from Vegas.
Yeah. Guys.
Maybe I just shouldn't go to Vegas anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, let's get the show started, shall we?
Yeah.
It's 4th of July weekend. And there's a bit to talk about. I feel like I'm behind on a lot of stuff. I mean, we haven't done a show like this in a while. It's good to have British Beth back. I'm sure you guys are all happy that she's here. I'm happy that she's here. The last couple episodes have probably not felt the same.
Oh, you miss me when I'm not around.
Well,
you do.
We have some stuff to catch up on. Number one being, last episode was not taken very well by some people. That is unfortunate. The people it wasn't taken well by, and you could probably guess this, was Chris Brown's idiotic loser fans. And if you guys remember the show last week, we talked about Chris Brown's a stupid loser who beats women. That's just true. It's just a fact. You can't really dispute it. And I clipped it. I clipped a clip of me saying that Chris Brown's a stupid loser to try to provoke his fans, honestly, because I knew they'd engage with my content and be crybabies about it. And of course, that's what happened. So I don't know if you saw this, but on my Instagram, and you could probably pull, I think there's a tab open there. You want to pull up the Instagram and then drag it over to the other screen. The first post here, other post, the one with her face beat up. Yep. This is what I posted. And unmute it. In Los Angeles. Tell me something less surprising than that you've heard so far. And I have a bone to pick with Chris Brown. I think he's a fucking piece of shit. Some people seem to forget that he literally beat the fuck out of Rihanna, punched her in the face multiple times, threatened to kill her, and is an all-around generally terrible person. He's in the news once every 8 months, I'd say. I could pull up 100 other news articles about what a fucking piece of shit Chris Brown is, but I don't need to. Can... You know why? Because I have two great examples.
That's essentially what it was in this very room, this very space. Now, the next post, you can go ahead and scroll over. Why'd you move that? What are you doing?
I don't really know.
What are you doing?
Where am I going? Safari.
No, Google. Go back to the page you were on and put it back on the tab. What?
What are you doing?
Oh.
This is not hard.
I don't know how to use.
You just dragged it.
Sorry, my producer is incompetent. I don't know why. Don't ever get engaged to someone you work with. That's my advice. Now click on the one on the far left. You just totally ruined the momentum of the show.
This one.
Yeah, and unmute it this time.
Okay.
See if you know it. Okay.
I love comments like this. Okay. Because this individual's IQ is so low. So pause it real quick. That not.
No, once you read that out, what that comment says.
Actually, she's been abusing him their whole relationship.
Oh, wow.
And that shit just don't matter, huh? He took blame for everything and...
Yeah. Hey, first of all, work on perfecting the English language before you come at somebody who... my IQ, and I'm not a smart person, my IQ is probably quadruple what this person's is. And that's not saying much for me. My IQ is probably 100. That's how dumb this person is, okay? She's been abusing him? What? So obviously I went back and forth with these morons, and they tried to brigade my post and have other Chris Brown people come on the page. And they even responded to me. I didn't watch all the responses. I ended up blocking them on TikTok. Not because I couldn't handle it. It's just they wouldn't shut up. Every other day, they'd post 9 comments on the thing trying to defend it, and I just wouldn't respond, and they'd keep posting, and I wouldn't respond, and they'd keep posting. So I'd respond something back just to, you know, poke the bear a little bit and make them feel like stupid losers. And I win. I'm sorry, I win. I don't need to – if you keep coming at me and saying stupid shit about how you think Rihanna's the one who was abusing Chris Brown, I don't need to say anything else. You know why? Because I've already won. You're a stupid loser if you think Chris Brown is even halfway a good person. He's not. He's a wife beater. He punches women. And it's not on one occasion. It's many. And the way they tried to debunk me was by saying, it's alleged. Because I posted a bunch of other examples here about how he's been in a bunch of other legal trouble by punching women, and in Good Morning America, how he threw his little hissy fit, and he verbally abused women, and there was a bunch of other shit. And they're like, oh, it's all alleged. It's alleged. He was accused of doing it. Doesn't mean it's true. It's like, yeah, well, if the shoe fits, okay? If you get accused of something a number of times by multiple different people that are credible, odds are it's probably fucking true. Okay, and have you ever seen Chris Brown? Have you ever looked at his social media? He's a piece of fucking shit. And that's I don't need to fight Chris Brown. I'm not trying to like, you know, I don't need anything else. I'm just saying, can we state the obvious here and talk about how awfully? And they were trying to tell me too. They go, you're just a stan. You're just a big fan of his secretly. Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. I'm a huge fan. They go, well, you keep posting about it. Hey, man, I made one post about it. You have a whole fucking TikTok dedicated to Chris Brown. Why are you dick riding a wife beater? I don't get it. The whole situation's so bizarre. If you want to see the whole thing, go to my fucking TikTok or Instagram. And look at, there's so many comments. I can't go through all of them. There's too many. Did you see any of this at all?
Yeah, I saw your podcast, and then I didn't go onto your TikTok, but.
Yeah, well, that's where all the action was happening. And it's just funny. I mean, look, you got to poke the bear. These people are so dumb. Their IQs are literally so low. A, they have a TikTok fan account for Chris Brown. That's all you need to know about him. Anyone who has a fan account for anybody is a fucking loser. But secondly, you're going to great lengths to defend this person when they're just not that. And also, he's mildly talented. I'll give him credit. Yeah, he has a decent voice.
He's musically talented, yes.
And he has he can dance, you know. He can dance. But I'm not going to his fucking shows. And they're like, there's no evidence. I'm like, oh, really? There's no evidence? Have you read the police report? I read it out in full.
I don't know. I don't want to give these people any more credit. So take them off the screen if you know how to work the computer.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
You figured it all out?
I think so.
Okay. Next thing that I missed the boat on, but we have to talk about it because we give updates on this on the show, is Britney Spears. Not good updates happening here. I was going to pull up the audio recordings, but you guys have all probably heard that at this point. You get to actually hear her talk in court about how she feels about her conservatorship. Pretty depressing stuff. That's another reason I didn't want to play it. It's all around a bummer, if I'm being honest.
I still actually haven't heard it.
Well, it's a bummer. I'll play it for you after this. Can you drag that over on the screen, please, honey?
Yeah. No worries, babe. There you go.
Thank you. Please click the article and, you know, make it look nice as we're doing this. You know, maybe make it a bigger full screen or something.
Okay. How'd you do that? Like that?
Okay. There you go. There we go.
Oh, I'm learning.
So you can scroll down. See, this is how you produce a show. You can turn that off if you want.
You don't want me to do
No,
that?
I don't.
Britney Spears set to break her silence for the first time in her long-standing...
Ruining the momentum of the show again. Thank you. Now, where was I going? Lost my train of thought. Thanks, Beth.
I'm not very good at this.
No, you stink. Have you lost your mojo?
It's because I don't have COVID.
Maybe you do. That's why you're acting like such an idiot. We love each other, I promise. She spoke in court in front of a judge, and it was like a big thing. We're like, oh my God, Britney Spears is talking like a normal person. She doesn't sound like she's a crazy, like, well, what's your favorite beach food? My favorite food when I go to the beach is a chili dog, or whatever the fuck she said in that earlier video. And she's walking around to the camera and like looking with her dress, and then walks out and then comes back and is wearing another dress. She sounded normal. And it seemed like things were going to go well. She spoke out against her father and stuff. And I don't know. I can't think of any way to defend this guy. It seems like she's in a pretty bad situation. But what we find is that the judge, as you can see from this headline, has denied her request to remove her father from conservatorship again. So that's not a positive update, not a happy one. I'm not stoked about it. But guess what? That's just a fact. That's what happened. And we give you updates on the show. And I feel bad because clearly she's not well. We've been following this story for about a year now. Free Britney. Sorry, bitch. You better work, bitch. Keep working, okay? Because this relationship seems toxic.
That was so bad.
No, it was great. That's why you come to this show. Great jokes. All right, well, you can explain this next one since I don't know, like...
Okay, I don't know what link this is, but this has been hilarious.
Okay, but but first of all, let's see if you know how to drag it onto the other screen.
Come on. Here we go. Yes. Okay. So for all you Americans out there, Matt Hancock is the health secretary for the UK, and he's been a dick ever since COVID happened. No one likes him. Like, at all in the UK. He's got a face that you just want to punch. You're just like, ugh. So, anyway, he was telling people during COVID that casual sex is not allowed, that you're only supposed to have sex with your significant other, and if you're in a long-term relationship, no casual sex allowed. That just shows his apology. So basically, he got caught in his office in Westminster having an affair with his aide, snogging her. Do you say the word snogging out here?
No, because we don't live in Harry Potter world.
Okay. Snogging, what do you say?
Making out.
Okay.
Wasn't he sucking and fucking her?
Well, you could clearly tell. I mean, he was groping her ass. I mean, it looked like two 15-year-olds kissing. It looked weird. It looked awkward.
Yeah, they like come, the video. He like comes up and like he puts his hand on her butt. And he's like,
yeah, and he's like,
it's yeah.
Oh, Yeah. So anyway, he got caught doing this. And because he did that, he had to hand in his notice as health secretary because he's a dick. So yeah, that's been hot press in the UK and everyone has been loving it because it's a big old middle finger up to the UK government. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. If you want to read more into it, just go on BBC News. It's hilarious.
Matt Hancock. Why don't they call him Matt Foot Penis?
Yeah, that's what you've been calling him all week.
No, but you're supposed to go, Matt. You're so funny.
Matt, this is
wait,
him.
I don't like, trust
can
that
just
you're.
Show his face.
The Prime Minister to look how annoying he is. As Secretary of State for Health sure and Social Care. I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country.
He's such
made,
a boner sandwich. He's the main ingredient in boner soup. That's what he is. These rules you can laugh at that if you want, Beth. That was funny.
So basically, it would be like the equivalent of Dr. Fauci having an affair.
Well, Dr. Fauci's a stupid loser, too. So
that's like the UK equivalent of Matt Hancock.
You guys want to see something cool? Watch this. I'm going to grab a beer from under here. This is what happens when I'm in my am I out of beer? Nope, I'm not.
This is like his man cave. I never really come in here.
No women allowed.
Well, I am because I'm in here now.
Well, that's just when we're working on the show.
Okay. Ugh.
Well, this episode's not going well.
Have we finished with Matt Hancock?
Yeah. Well, I have 2 minutes left, so yeah, you can turn that off. Last thing was, I only wanted to touch on this, was John McAfee. You know who John McAfee is? He invented McAfee virus stuff. It's just conspiracy related. He killed himself in a Spanish prison last week. This is also ancient news, but I wasn't here for the last couple of days, so I didn't get to cover it. But he allegedly killed himself, and even though on Twitter he said, I would never kill myself. The feds are threatening for me to kill myself. That's what they said. We're going to kill yourself. That's what they said. So it's very suspicious. He was about to be extradited to the United States. Didn't end up happening. We're going to keep an eye on that. But that's just another interesting conspiracy news that we're going to feed you with. Okay? Just for now, going to feed it to you. I could keep going. I don't know. There's a minute 48 left. I would rather not because I kind of want to go on a walk before it gets dark out. And also, it's 4th of July. Go out and enjoy yourself. I have COVID, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. This is the easiest sickness I've ever had. By the way, cross my fingers, it doesn't get worse. I might actually record episodes day after day to progress to see if it gets worse or not. Maybe I'll eat my words. Who knows? I hope not.
No.
And you're going to come back positive. Or if you come back negative, you are literally the biggest drama queen in eternity. But it's also 4th of July, so go out and enjoy your family and your time with your friends. I know I'm dressed like an asshole, but 4th of July is legitimately one of my favorite holidays, and it's because I am an asshole when it comes to being patriotic. I could have worn my patriotic bathing suit as well. I'm a patriotic person. I love America, and to get corny on you guys, it's my favorite place in the world. I feel so fucking lucky that I was born here. Every day I wake up, I get emotional when I hear the fucking national anthem and if I go to a sports game. Because I love this country so fucking much. And that's why I love 4th of July. It breaks my heart. I can't be home with my family this weekend with Beth. And we can't go see fireworks. It sucks. It is what it is. But it sucks. COVID ruined it. Like, it ruins everything. I love this country so fucking much. I really do. And it's not supposed to be this, like, oh, America's the best place in the world. But to me, it is. And I could have been born anywhere. I could have been born in England, for example.
It's not all that bad.
But I wasn't. Okay? I was born here. England's great, too. But I'm happy. So no matter what, it's the 4th of July. I get to celebrate being an American, and that's that. Doesn't matter where I am. I'm proud of that fact. I'm proud to be an American. I will see you guys later. Play me out, Beth, if you can. You're probably not going to do it right, but I'll see you guys later. Peace.